Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, when was this? Okay, we're having things going on here. Hurricane, Ian winds reach category 5 in the Gulf of Mexico. Then tapered. Then tapered. Both rain and S-U-R things going on here. Yeah? Okay. Trump Tuesday arraigned. Won't be broadcast. Won't be broadcast live. Judge rules after Trump team argued, won't be broadcast. Trump is not going to like that. All right. We'll see what happens later. Okay. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. It is an opportunity to be alive and be in good health. I don't feel anything bothering me right now, and I have to be very thankful about that, because there are the times when I was not feeling well, things that needs to be fixed on the body. So I am glad today. I'm thankful that I'm feeling good. Absolutely. I'm feeling good. I hope you're out there feeling well too. You don't have to feel perfectly good. You want to be in a mindset and emotional state where you can enjoy yourself, you know, and don't even bother about, you know, the little things that health issues that you don't need to fret and worry about. Is do good things to heal, right? Do good things to heal. And you want to be happy. And that's what we preserve ourselves to do, in spirit and in body. All right. So I'm thankful. And as usual, I'm thinking about issues that enrich the civilized human's heart, because we know what it is to be alive, and live in a manner that pleases the Creator, that causes everything to be going well with us. And there is times, different climate and stuff like that. What we are concerned about is maintaining the will of the gods, because they permit us to be here. Now, we have an incumbency to live good. I mean, to think good, to speak well. I mean, I'm not talking about grammar or nothing like that. I'm talking about speak with grace. Speak from a good heart. That's what I'm talking about. And when we are conscious about living good the way we are taught, well, to say all of that, meaning that we have a connection with our Creator. And that brings up serious tension for some problems we have going on the earth, because we do have uncivilized hominid uncivilized hominins, primates, call themselves people now. We have that to worry about, because when things go the direction where you have white people are ruling, we have something to fix. We have problems. White people is problem. White people is problem. And it's bad when we live like we don't have that problem. If you have, and some people think that you forget about those things and just live until you're dead. And that's not the way it is. Life is not about allowing sodomites to spread all over the world. You know that when 100,000 years ago, when the African people left spread out over the Western Hemisphere, we were not sodomites. We are not sodomites. It is something for us to understand. Rather than getting adjusted to sodomy, come and move into not one, but as far as I know, every territory we live in, they move in and come and live next to us anywhere they want to live. And possess that position like it's theirs, and we are the ones who need to get out. If you don't call that a problem, you think if you go home and find out that other people occupy your house that you bought and paid and maintaining, and people come and tell you, it's no longer yours, these white people. That's what they do. That's what they have done. And you see, they take over our institutions. They set the stage for sodomy to dance. Yeah. Sodomy, take over everything. If you feel good about that, something is wrong with your brain. Bad, bad, big time. And that is sad. Then we go to the church that they set up. No. There was a time I didn't understand what's going on. And therefore, I was going along with the whole program. Because I couldn't see anything wrong. I born and raised up in the church. And that was considered to be something of God. You know what I mean? The church. I thought is the only thing that we have to connect us to God. Now, if somebody had told me that someday I'll understand better, I probably just take it lightly or object to what they say. But I call to mind when I was about age 30 or 34 that a man told me something about the Bible that I did not accept. That's the only person I can remember told me something the opposite of what I believe in. Okay? So the something that I believe in then was what I was taught as God in the Bible. And that is so easy to do, to believe in God that create the heaven and the earth. There was nobody in my surrounding, near or far, that say anything like what this man told me. This man, at the time, was a lawyer. He was just waiting for his certificate from the bar, which he later did and started his practice. But this man was working as a real estate person while he was waiting for his law license, his law. So we got into a little sacred conversation. He was my agent. He was selling my house. And we get into a little conversation one day. Conversation take us to where he began to tell me that the Bible is not a good book, and that the people who write the Bible, it's not good intention. That he was making a point like, say, well, then it lead a lot of people, it lead people astray. But I made him know, I don't see that in the Bible. The things that I read about in the Bible are like positive things. But he held his own and tell me that, you know, he stand by what he said, that it's not a book like what people think it is or what I think it is. He is making me know that that Bible there is not. Now, I did not accept what the man said because what I have experienced until that time that he was talking to me are things in the Bible, because there are some positive things in the Bible. So if you're not reading with a perception that is broad and that you can speak from the primary issues in the Bible and say, you know, put it all together. If you're not doing that, you can be satisfied with what the Bible is saying. And things in the Bible that you should analyze and put together to see, does it really make good perfect sense from the beginning to the end? Does it? When you are not able to do that, you have to stay where you are, where you feel like the Bible is okay. Well, that's where I was. And what this gentleman told me, I will always remember. You know, that I owe that man acknowledgement. Yeah, we haven't met up to talk again, but I can tell you this, you know, and like putting myself into other people's shoes today who did not know, and just that's all there is. So today I have that to tell people that I was in that position where I didn't get to that level of understanding, and what I believed then, I was going to hold on to it, because what I read in the Bible, I find good things that don't lead me astray. So did I thought, you know, because to understand what constitutes you being led astray, I only knew a narrow sense of it. Really, it was a narrow sense of understanding a certain context of being led astray. And I didn't know that. I really did not. Now I can appreciate it and wouldn't be afraid now to, if I see that man, to tell him that, you know what, like about 40 years ago or so, what you tell me, I live to to find out what you said was true about the Bible. The level of our thinking has a lot to do with what happened to us. Because if we get stuck, you know, on the second floor, and we have 10 more, you know, to go, then you're not going to make it. You're just not going to make it. Because how could anybody prove to me at that age and level of thinking that I was doing that the Bible was not a good book? I was not, you know, I was not at that level of comprehension to know that. That's true. And why do I like to, like, tell somebody that? You know, it's not speaking in a sense. It is speaking well for me when I am able to talk and tell somebody. Because, you know, it may help someone in some ways. Maybe not in every way, but in some ways to know that it can happen to you, that what you're thinking is not right and you have not been taught is not right. So therefore, you're going to hold on to what you got. I was not at a place to open up my mind to see what he was saying was right. You see what I mean? And I did not, like, disrespect the man for telling me. I just said, well, then, I don't read the Bible and see those things that he's telling me. And I didn't think that anything was wrong with me and the way I was living, because I think I was following positive things. But that man was 100% right. And he wasn't Christian, no. But he has good education. But not everybody have good education know that. This guy was a very important intellect. Yeah. He was an important intellect. I don't know if he's dead or alive today, but that guy, I have to, like, give it to him because he is one. And the only one that I recall ever give me that firm explanation. Yeah. This man, I'm not afraid to call his name because it's nothing, you know, to harm anybody. But his name is David Nunes. He's a Jamaican like me. And at the level of my perception at the time, about maybe I was like about 30 years of age or so, he was doing me a favor. Mr. Nunes, you were doing me a favor, and I was not up to that level of understanding, reading understanding. So I was not affected by what he said. I feel good that I am able to say that today, and don't be afraid, because I couldn't tell that I was wrong that time, but right now I can tell that I was wrong, right? And, you know, I don't commit any crime this way because I was, you know, I mean, just not aware, you know, and if the fact that I could not affirm what he said and he was right, it's a bit of harm that I have done to that guy. Because he was telling the truth, and I was saying, well, you know, that doesn't really bother me at all, what you say, because when I read it, I don't see the kind of thing that you're talking about. I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. Now, I imagine things that I'm telling people will feel like me, the way I was back then. Wasn't able to admit to this man that he's right, because
I just did not know. I was telling him what is in my heart, that when I read the Bible, I see positive things in there. I don't see what he's talking about, the negative things he's talking about. But the negatives were there. I mean, they were like killing me dead, and I didn't know it. All right. Well, today, my friends, I'm talking to you, and I have no other intention than to tell you what I understand. And so be it. Something that I don't understand, well, I'm open up more now than when I was 30 years of age. I'm over 70 now. And how well do I compare myself to now and back then? What if somebody come telling me something now about what? I don't know what to like point it to, because nobody will be able to tell me that the Bible is a good book and I am gonna like make the same error. I'm not making the same error because I am expanded now, broader in scope, right? I would be quick, if somebody is telling me something like that, to go into the details of it and see if this person is really right. I have the ability now to manage that. Anything you take me into, and if I am to like be accountable for what I am saying, I'm going to go into word science process to find out if what you're saying is really so. Back then, I wasn't up to that. I was not up to that. And I don't like to walk away from someone and make an effort to bring home certain reason about what the issue is. I want to go into reasoning because I don't like to step away and, better could be done to the issue. I want to treat it because I want to come out on the right side. I can't just say I am on the right side. I will have to work to find out whatever in words that we are to know to advance ourselves. To the best of my understanding, that's what I want to do. Because if you are right, I want to find out. And I am not going to work any less, because I want to favor myself. No, I am working so that it's not personal. We're going into the issue and we want to find out where you have it. Is it the right place? Or do I have it at the right place? And therefore, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to gut it out just to find out where the both of us are on that issue. And it's a matter that I'm doing it at my own risk of being humiliated if I'm not right. All right? But I'm going to go after it in a very objective manner. So if I lose, I lose, and I will learn something then. Yeah. That's the way I am at it. All right. So I thank you for tuning into the program. And I hope that what I say will be something you consider independent on your part. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with you. And how far you are on the pole, going up, whether or not you are able to deal with what we're talking about, and don't bother try to like tilt everything your way. You know what I mean? Because basically a lot of people do that. They talk with a bias. they don't give the words and your statement the type of linguistic consideration and be honest with it. No, they talk bias and they want to twist it their way, and especially if you cannot find what to, you know, make the problem resolve clearly there, you know, and keep this person from running away, but stand up to their responsibility. Because that's what needs to happen. When we have something, put it together and see, you know what, if you're right, I'm getting something, you're getting something. That's the way I look at it. So I don't want to be right just to make you wrong. No. That's not the way my mind works now at my age. No. I learn more, and I have delight in sharing the good between you and me. I don't want to share and I get the better half and, you know, push you at the back of me. Me no into that, because that don't bring me salvation. Salvation that set me free and makes me who I am supposed to be mean that I must be honest. You know, I don't care about getting some of what you have. I don't care nothing about that. Whether or not I could use it. But no. I don't want to get none of what is really yours. And if that means I don't have anything left, you know, I have to just be justified that you won, and you don't have anything to share with me. You win, clear cut and dry. Because I think what is mine is mine. And if I don't win anything now, I'll have to wait until a winning time comes for me. Live with that contentment, and your soul will be well. And that's the way I go about it right now. Not in one thing, but in everything applicable. I am going to be honest, and I clean out my heart and mind long time to not want anything where you have. And because me want it, I'm going to do things that is not fair to take it away from you. I'm not in for that at all. And 100%, I'm free from that. I'm not going to do it because, no, I'm trained to not want anything anybody have. It doesn't matter how much gold you have and me though. If a pure silver me have, me not gonna take none of your silver, none of your gold from you. I mean, in the sense that if you are giving me a gift of something, that's different. But for me to work some trickery to take what you have, this guy not going to do that, because to me it's poison. What I'm taking from you unfairly is poison. Not doing it. So. Thank you for being with me today. And I know that things are going to work out good for us who are living with the right mind. And I am looking forward to better things to happen. Good things are happening today. Yeah, because I don't know if you see this, but white people who have killed African indigenous people into the Holocaust, many Holocausts, they are on their way down. I don't know if you can see it. They are on their way down. Remember, they are the Sodomites that move into all of our territories to live with us. Yeah. Who called them? We don't call them. No, but they see we have something they want. white people. If you don't know, that's what it is. Now, it may be hard for me to sell you this because they are the one who own everything out there. You see what I mean? And many of our African people do shoplifting. And who they are shoplifting from. You know, I mean, some African people out there with store and things like that, but we are the minority in that. So I'm saying, whereas you, these big outfit out there marketing and things out there that African people want, and they cannot afford it, so they go in there and they try to steal, shoplift. It's not really shoplifting, because every single thing in America, in any land that we settled, belongs to us. It don't belong to nobody else. So what these white people are here, they gain authority by falsehood, because we think we are under a government in America, but we are not under a government. Would a government kill you when you did do nothing? No. If you're under AD and a dominie like I am here today, like everything that I am enjoying, these white people claim that they own it. But they don't own it. In reality, they don't own it. Because they are criminals that come where we are and take over what we have and begin to make up these banks and everything like that. And we don't have anything really. Okay? But we don't know that. So now you will be regarded as a criminal. You know what I mean? And if you should go to the store, and according to what the understanding is, you're stealing. If you go to a court afterwards for arraignment, they have to, like, you know, like if you scrape up quite a good handful of things in the store and walk out with it, and then they arrest you. As an African person, I'm telling you the truth, that when they carry you, AD and a dominie, is not a court. It's white people nonsense. It's not government. That is where they make up as government. But sodomite people cannot put up government in anywhere outside of Europe. No. I'm telling you reality. White people are criminals, and if your brain is not functioning sober, you cannot represent yourself. Telling you from the perspective, if you go in there with your ignorant self and the judge asks you if you're guilty of doing it, and you said you're not guilty, they have to set up a trial for you, right? And you're going to find out that if you know the law, like the world is a textbook, and know what the law is in there and what government is, and you go in there and you tell the judge, Your Honor, I am not guilty because all of these things that I have taken out is mine. You know, when they take it away from us one way and turn it around and then we can't take it back from them, that is madness. Somebody cannot steal from you and go multiply up what they steal from you and come back and sell it and sell things to you and making money of what they steal from you. It's no longer yours because they steal it from me and then go away and make it their own. And then I cannot take anything from them because now I am stealing. No, so these white people come here and take away everything from African people. Controlling up everything. Now, when they take everything from us, we are under government. When white people come and invade our territories, follow us into the Western world, they are stealing from us. And they have a setting that they are going to be government, that everything they steal from us when they came here, they are going to use that as power and make up a society that they rule, and we have to come under them because we don't know nothing. We don't even know that we have government or nothing like that. And then what you're saying to the judge is that the white people come into your country and there is evidence they come from someplace else and come into your country and steal everything you have and set up banks and all this kind of stuff and set up prison and all that kind of stuff and imprison you. And you say, no. What kind of a government are the white people when they came here and invade us and then capture everything and then say they are the government, federal government? They came here. By what authority did they come here? And this is not the only settlement or land that they claim is theirs and put us into relegation. Now, Judge, what kind of a government create your constitution that you are now able to come here and steal what you want to steal from us and then now say you have a government? Where was that authority when you come here? I mean, what about the authority that I am born under in Africa? I was born in Africa, and it is by slavery I am in America. But trace the energy and see where did something go wrong. Where was I not represented, and where what is my opportunity to represent myself and what affects me adversarially? Why I don't have an opportunity to represent my cause when they steal from us? But now that they steal from us, they have authority. I am stealing when I am just taking something from me that is in another form of value. When they stole it and now make it into another value of something that I want and should be able to have it, but they stole from me to have this. Now, what power do you have? What jurisdiction is this I am on for you to know, say you're arresting me for stealing? You steal from me first, from me. Real theft. I am not stealing now. You get that? I'm not stealing now. When you stole from me, I didn't try to, put you into prison. You got away with it. You got away with it. But you're on my turf. You're under my jurisdiction, so you are a criminal. under my jurisdiction. But no, you didn't count my jurisdiction, but you want to count my jurisdiction as yours now. That's what you're really doing. Okay? So I don't steal anything. And you are not allowed to come here and tell me that I am stealing. I'm taking my own stuff. So you don't come here and steal from us and talk about, you know, we are criminals. I mean, it's going to be our fault if we don't execute our own laws. All right. So I don't know if you understand what I'm telling you, but what I'm telling you is reality. You go online and you Google the king, the first king. You Google civilization. And once you get into civilization and you see what civilization is and how it's supposed to be used, how we are supposed to use civilization. First, you kick out people who are not civilized. You kick them out. You don't allow them to say that they are civilized when they are not. This is not what we are doing today. You know, we're not up to date with the way things are supposed to be. White people do not have any legitimate government in no kind of way, because number one, when civilization came to the earth, the white people, they are not human beings to begin with. So if we understand that, things will become the way they are supposed to be. What white people say they have, they don't have anything. And there's a way to strip them of it. You see what I mean? Because they take our stuff and then say it's theirs. And if you just go back and make the exchange, they don't have anything. White people don't have anything. Look at Donald Trump there, billionaire and all that kind of stuff. Look at how they are stripping him down of what he has, what he claims to have, right? So to understand the science that we are living by is to understand civilization and jurisdiction. They don't have any right to come into America and tell us that, you know, they are federal government and all this kind of stuff. Something is wrong with our brain. We not seeing, we not understanding, and they do what they want to do. But what if we start to understand? What do you think they can do? Right now, I'm here talking, and based on what I read and understand, there's no federal government that is going to come here and mess with me, because first of all, I'm going to say, wait a minute, you have a Bible here. Who give you authority to write that Bible into our jurisdiction? He's dead. White people don't have no authority to write no book about us. Nobody as African. They don't have a right. No legal right whatsoever. So what do you think civilization and kingship worth? What is it all about? They never had language at all. 100,000 years ago, everything that happened that involved these white people and their origin doesn't put them into real civilized government. What they are running is not civilized government. United States could do all these kind of iniquity, and you say they are a civilized government? They can't be a government. If you take the world history textbook and anything that is of a civilized order, they will not stand up in front of you. They cannot stand up in front of us. Something went wrong why white people said them start to rule us. They must sodomite homosexuals. And because we fall asleep and we're not able to represent ourselves, they gradually demonstrate that being civilized is better than not being civil, that is better than they don't see any reason why they should be civilized, since they can use civility and steal and everything like that, and then they make a fool of us, because you can't take anything they have, but they come and take away everything you have. Look, that's what is happening. But we did not aspire back to knowledge to understand the inequality that we are suffering from. We can't do anything about it. Simple because we don't know. What about the Moors? I hear about the Moors and how right now Moors are some places, they're not paying nothing to white people because they know what to do. But why can't they take over the system themselves and bring us back to exactly what we're supposed to be? Something is wrong there. But you still have some people here today, if they know, who knows what to do when it comes to taxes. They don't pay no taxes because of certain knowledge that they have. You see, but to the foolish, you lose. When we get into Christianity and we read Bible, it's a belief system, not a knowledge system. It's not like you go to school and you get knowledge. No. We who are into Christian belief system, we are out. We are out. We don't know our jurisdiction, and therefore, this is why things are the way it is. Now, today, look at what is playing now. White people turn on white people, and white people will go back to the dust that they come from. They will, because they are living off the African people every day. Every day they are living off African people. And because, you see, they are floating so much and wealth here and wealth there, you're not seeing the right picture. It's not theirs, because AD and Adamani is not a powerful currency. It's not a powerful anything that has to do with government. AD and Adamani, look at it. Because Jesus don't have it. What they're talking about, Jesus does not exist, but they make it seem like it exists. You see that? Jesus never existed. Because they are able to, they are seeing a way to do things. I call it Cleave bubble system, right? That's what they have, a Cleave bubble system. And now we are falling asleep like in a coma. We're not seeing reality. And these guys are, over the past 2,000 years, they become what they call filthy rich. And because we have not put up any objection to what they do, they use our fabric, use everything we have, and use it for their own self. And make it seem like it was always theirs. If we now today could just materialize the fact that, look, AD and Adamani is not government. Freeze transaction. Because AD and Adamani is not government. These guys use their sodomite mouth and say, AD and Adamani, in the year of our Lord. And it's not real. It is not real. And these white people use it and set up world society the way it is. And it's not true. You watch them. We are in the right position because we never steal nothing from nobody. We in the Western world, and they are coming on. They you look at DeSantis. What do you call it? DeSantis? DeSantis? Look at him. These guys are downright coming from, homosexual faggot background. They're not human being. Little blood 5M and stuff like that. And we don't know the power that is moving them. But we will willingly give them what we have. I see things are changing. Yeah, things are changing. Because these guys will never be able to hold on to what they have. Because it's not theirs. And it will revert back to who it belongs. You see what I mean? Because right now, you cut the string of AD and Adamani. And these guys, back in Europe, wherever they are holding some currency or something like that, they don't have any law, because the only law on earth is kingship. That's right. Look into the world history textbook. These guys are ruling the world from a Bible, and Bible don't have any legal substance in there. You see what I mean? Who set aside kingship? Some nonsense. They're changing our calendar, move from our the virtue of our calendar and gone to moon calendar. They can use their toenail and make a calendar, and we would be under it. They say, all right, they're going to put some chip into your skin and do this and do that, and you think that you have to take it. You have to take it. These white people are the worst class of hominids. You hear? That's right. And they can't do it. You see, these guys like to kill people because they're stupid. These white people, they're fools. And you know, they would, like, make you feel like, no, you have it all wrong. We don't have it all wrong. They come here to where we settled down thousands of years ago, and they come here and say, this is our country. This is our country. And, like, you know, the highest of them in office agree about that, that this is their country. We want to make this country great again. And all these old bunch of flip-flop nonsense. You see what I mean? So if you think these white people over the world, no. They don't have what it takes to take over the world, because they are sitting on nothing underneath them. You know, they are sitting on hair, if anything, but they're not sitting on anything plausible. Nothing. So what you would consider they have so much of amounts to vapor. White people are on vapor because we allow them to use whole bunch of pieces of paper, you know, and say it's currency. That's why they're so wealthy, because we allow them to have wealth out of nothing. You see what I mean? If we come to our senses and find out what is what, it's all over for them. Because they never did have anything. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And if you are able to see the dynamics of civilization, only the gods give civilization. And when we come to understand civilization, the white people will be sucked into a vacuum because they won't know, they won't have anything to fuel their engine. White people are monkeys. They're apes. That's where they come from. And the world is a textbook is telling me it's only African people are civilized because they were created by the gods who give knowledge. They get little knowledge by doing what? Trying to get our blood into their vein, and this is why white people are there. And you want to look at their skin. Look at white people's skin. Okay? And they have resemblance of human being. They are not. Look at their skin. Okay? Now, the amount, they're standing in our way because we're not fully awakened, you know. We go to church. Church is not a temple like where our ancestors used to go and worship the gods. The gods are worthy of any praise because they sustain our environment. That's it. So they are higher being. They created us. A mixed blood. Sapien and the God's blood created hybrid ethnic people. And that's where it's at. Things that is happening out in the world right there. And we don't understand it. It's too confusing. But if you go into history and read, you will understand much more than you misunderstand right now. All right. We have a little thesis here. The origin of human, according to world history, is the hybrid brand. You may take it for joke, but it's not joke at all. And it is not joke to me. Glencore World History, National Geographic, published 2004, edition 2. Chapter 1, page 21, 31. And I'm going to give you a little lesson if you want to see it that way. I don't like to be like I am a sent teacher. I mean, if you're going to learn something from me, it would be like I'm learning something from you because I am always open for somebody to correct me about something that I may say wrong. Yeah, and nobody need to be afraid of correcting what I say. Just make sure that you're correcting me because I'm going to look at what you're telling me. I am going to review what you're telling me because guess what? I want to know you're correct. So I have my own checking things. You know, I have a way to check words. So. But nobody need to be concerned about somebody checking what they say. I want somebody to check what I say because I don't want to go on wrong. You see what I mean? Okay. So seriously speaking, I can't be any more serious than I am right now. The fact is these white people feel like they have authority to stop us from talking. Even right now, this is Black Talk Radio. And I sign on as the cosmic philosopher. Okay? What I am saying to you, it is a situation where when you look at How can we defeat white people? You know? Because they have the army and blah, 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 and everything. And I'm telling you, it is so easy to defeat them. You can't look at what they have and think like they're so mighty and strong and stuff like that. You are as strong as the truth that holds you in any position. The truth. And based upon what authority put you there, who can move you when you're on the truth? No! No, they have Trump there going on with all kind of antics. This guy don't care about anyone. He thinks of himself. And whatever he's able to do to gain control over whatever he wants, if his opposition cannot find a way that he has to succumb to, he will always be ruling. Trump will always be ruling. Now, is he ruling by the truth? Now, he's under a governing body that he knows to operate. He knows what he has to bow to and what he doesn't have to bow to, because he's one of them. He is part of the power of nothing. You see? So when he is reigning in his position, he's reigning as someone who deal with Cleave bubble system. Now, if you start dealing with somebody who is kingship government, real law, civilization law, he would not exist for a second. Because right then and there, he has lost connection with reality. He can only exist while he's dealing with no reality. With no civilization. He can do all his thing no matter what. That's what they call a Dhyanadamani government. Anytime the African people takes control, white people will diminish to what they were. They will go back to what they were, because reality is going to pull its string and reveal that these guys are monkeys. White people are monkeys. That's what history says. So whatever they did to make us think they are humans, that veil needs to come from our eyes to let us see and understand white people. You see, now when I said they are to get out and go back where they come from, it sounds like, oh my God, no, they listen to me and think that this guy is crazy, you know, and think like nothing that guy can go, nothing cannot drive them from out of where they are here. They come here and they come here to stay. Well, you think of it. When they decided to invade the Western world and to like say they have government in place and call it the federal government, where are they coming from with it? You can't look on the busy life today in the street and where what people are doing. That is not government, what you're looking at out there. Government is what they have as a documented representation of who they are. Would you like them to show us where they're coming from with it? because it cannot come out of nowhere. If they have a government, it can't come out of nowhere. All right. What about us? They come and they come and see us in the Western Hemisphere. It is said and written in the World History textbook that we left Africa and come to the Western world. It's documented. And we were healthy when we were leaving. Now we are reporting that something happened to us, that our brain has been affected by things that these same white sodomite people who's running us down and say they're going to live where we live and whatnot, and they're going to do all kinds of stuff to us. You know, when they say they were coming here to the West, what reason did they give? They gave a reason. Now, the reason that they gave was to suggest something positive, like it was okay. Well, I don't know who they were talking to, but for sure, our people are not like the white people. Our people are created in South Africa, and after like about 100,000 years, you know, they send us to settle down into the Western world, right? And we've been doing that for many thousands of years until they, who couldn't talk, but because of what happened 100,000 years ago, they are able to have a generation that talk. And here we have them today. They look like humans. They talk like humans. They do a lot of things like humans, but they are murderers and killers, and that show you that they are different from human beings. All right? But they want us to regard them as human beings. White people are not human beings. So the fluency of language and perception that they develop put us in danger. It puts us in danger. But the fact remains, they don't have our birth certificate. Story in the World History textbook don't show them a civilized people, no matter what they do out in the bushes. It doesn't show them to be civilized. Civilized are people. They are not human. It is for sure white people are not human. And that must come to the light. You hear me? That's right. I'm telling you. And not until I am no longer in this world breathing. Right now, let somebody prove that I am wrong in my lifetime. Don't wait until I am no longer around. All right? And so far, I have been talking enough. And whether people wants to see what I'm saying, it's up to them. But test what I say. If you just don't want to lean up on things that people just talk, test what I say and see what you find. All right. I'm giving it to you where we are from the World History textbook, because what would it profit me to come here talking stuff and, you know, I cannot give you something viable as truth. Let me just tell you before I go a little further that the number, if you ever want to call me, 347-850-1358. Right? Take it from me. 347-850-1358. Come on. Come one, come all. I mean, a lot of people don't want to talk. They want to be out there trying to make a living. And that's good. However, they don't care about issues, the sociology that is in our hands. But I know it is critically important for us to pay attention, because these white people, they will forever wreck our society. They've been doing from the back in the Bronze Age. Okay? They're doing it from back there. Right now, we are just depending on the Lord, the gods. Because these folks are controlling, right? Uh-huh. And it's not the will of the gods for Sodomite to rule. Because remember what Sodomite disposition is. You read it in the Bible, Genesis 19. You understand what Sodomite white people are. You see what they were doing to Lot and his visitors and two daughters. I don't know where Lot's wife was. Yes, that's right. Lot's wife, yeah, was also a part of, you know, what they were harassing these people for. Here are the civilized people, and here are the uncivilized white people then. Want to look like us, want to talk like us, want to do things like us, and eternally, we don't have any say-so about our existence at all. It's not going to happen once they don't have the truth. They don't have the truth. They don't have a say-so about existence. And this is the problem here. What they have, A.D. Anno Domini and Jesus Christ. Empty and dead. Jesus is a faggot character. It never exists, no part on the planet, on the earth. But yet still white people are using this Jesus and use it to gain access to every single thing we have. How about that? All right. Only the truth is going to cut them loose, these white people. Only the truth is going to cut them loose. But what when we can't tell the truth? Them lock up, you know, them thing and gone with it. But I am telling you what is coming. I mean, a lot of people are not going to like what is coming, but it is coming. All right. Let me go back to the thesis. The origin of human, according to world history, is hybrid brand of human. Nobody else. Glencoe World History, National Geographic, published 2004, edition 2. And we're going to take a little look at chapter 1, page 21 through 31. Earliest stages of development of hominid primate. You hear that? That's the first. So if you're looking someplace else, no, look at this. What the book that I just point out to you, I cited. That's where we must look. Not in a Bible. If you think that Bible is sanctified and a word of God, you are going to cluck. because there's nothing in the Bible there, in the New Testament especially. Some good little good some good things are in the Old Testament. Some of the books in the Old Testament, and the church is not going to read those things and teach them to you. Okay? Right, so that's as good as the Bible gets. I cannot say the Bible is a good book because they hide some little things back there in the Old Testament and stuff like that are, you know, reasonable things, but they don't represent the beginning of humanity. It's some other elements that it represents. So I rate the Bible based on the opening, because only the foundation will stand up. And when the Bible has a lot of evil in the beginning of the book, it cannot pass. It cannot pass. Don't even bother talk about the Bible. Okay? Because the Bible originates evil unlimited. So what about that what I say is somewhere in the Old Testament? Yeah, let it stay there. Because you know what? Could it just be just there? It's not anyplace else in another book? You see what I mean? All right. So let's get square with this now. What this good book, world history textbook, that these white people try to mess up. They try a lot to mess up. And what one of the things that they are messing up is that they want the African people to think that they, primates, are human. Do you understand that? Yeah. That's what they are setting up. That the world will think that white people are human beings. That's what they're doing! Okay? So if we stand up and knowing that AD and Adamani is something about us that they use to create AD and Adamani, they don't have any right to do that. Strip them of all these things that they are using that are not legitimate law. They don't have any basis of legitimate law. So all you see, they are talking there. They just want, like, interruption. And they are done. White people have no government. They are criminals. And they are criminals 24 hours a day. We were not seeing. Now, I am seeing, and I'm talking. And it doesn't matter how many of them is out there. You know what? They're going to get the same thing where the gods give to them trying to tear down Lot's house. Okay? They're going to get what they don't expect. The gods will do it. Now, watch this. Yeah, quite a few tornadoes out there, you know. Working. And you know, I mean, I would be remiss if I don't tell you that tornadoes are out there. You see what I mean? And I bet you see them talking about it like it's, you know, like they should, because they don't want to give no honor to the gods who is doing it to them. All right? Now, listen to this. Look at the mess uncivilized Europe made the world history textbook. Look at the mess that they make in the world history textbook. What is fact versus deliberate lies in academic texts? Shouting out Elohim, God's civilization truth. shortening it, see the following thesis. All Homo sapien, they say, because they're calling us Homo, we are not Homo. All sapien living today have interbreed to some degree with Neanderthals, right? So all sapien living today have interbreed with some, have interbreed to some degree with Neanderthals. They bring in Denisovans. Now, care about this Denisovan, because I don't see it in the world history textbook. Okay? But I bring this in to talk about it because the Neanderthals is a direct subgroup with the sapiens, which we are. And the Europeans, they first abducted the Neanderthals and do all the evil interbreeding with them to where the hominid primates had a flat face, referred to as the flat face man of Kenya. Right? Remember, they are around for quite a few million years. And this is what the history shows, that they've been looking to make themselves a higher rank than who they are. The white people have been doing that. So they came up first, and the Neanderthals, which is the first subgroup for our wise sapien. So they ravish the Neanderthals, these white people that you see here. They're not telling you why they look like humans. And when they look like human and get rid of the Neanderthal, they extinct the Neanderthals. So today, when you see a lot of reference about Neanderthals, is what these white sodomite people are writing. They don't want we African hybrid people to know what they did to our subgroup. They don't want us to know that. So you will see then now start to Homo sapien. And it is their sodomite scholarship they are using from a guy called Carl Linnaeus. Yes, that guy, they are using his scholarship to reclassify the species and call human being Homo. Yeah, that's what they're doing. Okay? And nobody hold them responsible for anything they write, because we turn lunatic 100,000 years ago, and Africa from Africa to the Western world, nobody sustained kingship government since 100,000 years ago. Nobody. There may be a little adjustment to what I say, because we did have a fragment of kingship while the gods, they were present. And there was several places where the institution of kingship was set up. And it you know, there was some effort to keep it going because, you know, the ways of the gods are a lot different from humans. However, we have the blood and we have our level of value, and the gods did a lot to sustain their way of life, transfer it to us, for us to, you know, I mean, get into kingship existence and don't allow it to die, right? It's an institution. It's government. And we are new creatures, young creatures and stuff like that. So you understand, there is that kind of a problem there. However, when we look into the life, the gods, and the life of us, the hybrid, we see something to admire, because a life that is above hominid is a life that you cannot buy it. But these white people, they found out that there is something in it, in our civilization, that make their life better. I mean, which higher life is higher than human life, right? And if they come and, you know, they, I mean, some animals out there that people are interbreeding from one level of life to another level of life. You know what I mean? Yeah, when you cross like dogs from this type to the other type, and you can make a lot of money if you can raise a certain kind of breed. You know, see what I mean? All right. Well, we human being, we come from a higher level of life. That's what makes us special. All right. With these white people doing what they're doing, they know what they are in for, but they mess up with our brain, and it takes us a long time before we start seeing, you know, a little blossom, like we ought to make a comeback. All right. Well, right here is something for us to do. When these white people begin to take charge of what we have and take charge of us, when they're able to lie to us and make us fall for the lie, we're going backward. For us to get out of the church now, to understand that the church is not a civilized thing, we got to get to that, get up to that level of knowledge that it is a bad situation that caused us to be accepting these church thing and these dogmas in the church and stuff like that, that don't belong to us. So if we don't learn that, we're going to be buffooned and die and perish. And it's no joke. Perishing is there for those who don't care about the privilege of hybrid life. It's something special. And we cannot allow these faggots to come in. You know, I mean, it's a test. It's a challenge. But look, it's going to be all right once we get to know. Yeah, it's going to be something that you tell them that you got to get out, because nature is going to go against them. If we begin to live right, talk right, and honor our gods, nature will suck it to these guys. It's not a joke. I am
in no kind of way interested in going out of, you know, from when I was young, I didn't want a wayward kind of life anyway. And now I am fully interested into this better life of being a hybrid. There's no better life, and I don't want no lesser life. So I am telling you into the World History Textbook, since I begin to read this World History Textbook and find out the sweetness, the education that I have now, things that I know that I did not. Nobody cannot fool around with me now. You can't fool around with me. Because remember, your tongue will have to tell the truth. If I ask you a question and you're not in keeping with, you know, what the program, then you've gone out, way out of line. And, you know, if you are not serious about how to live the life of the gods, then you perish. All right. So right now, I'm talking to you because I want other people to be touched by this knowledge. And it is not a life that is you're going to share with me. It's a life that you are to develop for yourself. You see, we are independent people. And we must develop this understanding so that we can enjoy the life that we have. All right. So let's see here now. I'm telling you about this book because this book has valuable information that tell you about these white people. And I'm telling you, it is so such a nice thing that I have to just tell you like I know it is. All right. Watch this now. He says, what is fact versus deliberate lies? You know the difference? Lies in academic texts. They write lies in the academic text. You see? They're making up Christianity in the academic text. And they don't put their name to it. You imagine that? These white people write the development of Christianity in the World History Textbook, where you have our undefiled knowledge. They are defiling it with their cockroach sodomite thinking. Yes. That's what they have been doing right now. Never mind, because as long as you are penetrating the thing and reading properly and understanding, you will see what they do. And, you know, I mean, kick it, you know, out into the bushes out there. Because they think that they will... They think that they will conquer us in this way, in the final stages of what they want to do with us. Look, don't let these white people do no more of these foolishness to us. We must go forward, not go backward. You don't vote for them. They don't have no government. So if you're there and voting and think that, okay, you know, you're doing a good... No, you're doing the worst thing because you're maintaining them in office. White people must be kicked out of office, and I don't mean to physically go and assault them. And that's not what I mean. It's the technical knowledge that we must have to live the way we're supposed to. Because they don't have... If they had a court system that we would... be forever bound by,
we would not have no talk at all. But what I am telling you is that they don't have a government, and what they're using us and suppressing us with, it's not the government. Only if we get to know our law and have right representation, if they want to fool around with us, we say, look, you got to get out of our territory because you don't have any government law, I mean, as an authority to have anything to do with us. Look into the world, it's a textbook. You don't belong here. Okay? Leave us alone to who we are. No, but don't come here and tell us we're obligated to your fucking asshole wishes. They cannot stand the truth. They will never stand the truth. And besides, it's not just our mouth is going to talk. God will supply what is needed to finish what we are talking about. So I'm telling you, shortening out Elohim, God's civilization, truth. They don't want the truth, okay? And they will not be affected until we begin to show the energy and to show that we are going in the right direction, not their direction, and telling them to get out. But you can't tell them out, order them out, when you're not making them know that fire is blazing behind your tail. You will have to live up to the precept of our history. Like they have us believe in the Bible. That's not the thing for us to deal with. We must deal with the history. And this is one book here. It's not the Bible. This is World History Textbook. And I am telling you, what I found in it, I have to spread it abroad because other people need this same knowledge that I never knew and nobody was telling me, but I found it. I found it. Now, see the following thesis. It says here, I tell you what it says about all sapiens. All right, I think it says here. Yes, this says all all wise sapiens, all wise sapiens living today have interbreed. When I tell you about 100,000 years ago, what happened, the incident that happened with those hominid primates, since then is when this kind of life sets in. So why it is being said now all sapien species people Yes, all wise sapient species people living today have interbreed to some degree with Neanderthals, but that is what is being recorded. To some degree, That's what make us retarded and unable to administer the government to control our lives, because it's not for white people. Our government is not for white people, because white people are not really white people. Like I say, they are not human beings. I mean, so acclimatized now to them like they are human beings, but we have to understand this. White people, no, they do something to become like what they become there, but they were not this millions of years ago. Our other interbreed with Neanderthals, and they'll call it what? Denisophans or other hominids. And as outlined above, we know that mitochondrial heave confirms the out of Africa theory. Evidence also support interbreeding between what they say now Homo sapien, and we are not Homo sapiens. See, this is where all kind of confusion come up. Yeah, we understand the interbreeding, and the interbreeding caused because of our subgroup, the Neanderthals. And after they were done with the Neanderthals, they turn on us and create more interbreeding. So this is the problem that we are facing, my friend. If you are listening to me or you understand what I am saying, it's a good thing that you do. Because I'm trying hard to get the point across. Right, and we won't be able to live the life unless we understand what we are trying to do in order to have this life that belongs to us. So it is talking about now them talking about this Denisophan and Homo Heidelbergis, you know. They're bringing all these old bunch of foolishness in here. And I don't even want to even give them a message. This article explains how interbreeding between earthly wise sapien and archaic hominins occurred. Hear that? Mm-hmm. So it happens, and they will talk around it. They don't want to come out and let you know it occurred or not like that. That's the way they like to talk about things, talk without the clarity. So you wind up with something you don't know where it come from. The availability of edible insects in East Africa, no, in East Asia, aided the spread of the unaggressive, highly cooperative Neanderthals. So you hear how they describe our subgroup, wise sapien Neanderthals. on who hybrid with sapiens. Well, you know, I mean, there is nothing wrong with wise sapien mating with Neanderthals. He says, yes, who interbreed with wise sapien? Yeah, Neanderthals and wise sapien, it's fine to interbreed with themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. So they say in Asia, yeah, and like I said, this is fine. This is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Resulting in a higher admixture of Neanderthals DNA in East Asian population. That's fine too. Geographical variation in degree of the interbreed between between wise sapien and Neanderthals. Mm-hmm. Likely contributed to neurological and behavioral differences. As long as it's not negative, that's fine. In modern humans. See, they begin to bring in the sodomite people into this. Okay. Simply people with Denisovan genetic admixture were better able to dwell in mountain regions, allowing their genetic legacy to cross the Himalayas and persist in Southeast Asian and Oceanian wild sapien. Oceanian, what is? Okay. PE persist in South Asian and Oceanian Y sapien. All right. There is no civilized. There is no civilized Homo sapien in history. There is O-N-L-Y. There is only civilized sapien. There's only civilized sapiens in history. And that's the end of that. I want to thank you for tuning in and hope that you follow some of what, at least some. But this is a a very interesting piece. You know, I try to like bring it out to bring, you know, make some sense where we need to understand the difference between us and other species. It's very important for us to understand. All right. Yes. And so there is a little remaining portion I want to read to you. I have the for you to get into the first civilization in South Africa. I want you to get it for real because it's very important for us. Okay, now, it is knowledge that is going to keep us from trouble and keep our life out of danger and stuff like that. To teach us how to behave, you know. We need the knowledge for real. All right. So I have that link concerning the scientists in South Africa who discovered this place where the gods, they've been over in South Africa many, many thousands of years, created human being over there, right? So I have the link for folks to get in the know, because church is not going to help you with these kind of stuff. Church don't want us to get out of the church. These white people, they don't want us to get out, to get knowledge and get out away from the church. But here we have an opportunity, and this is an outlet where I'll make it easy for you to have it. First, by telling you I have it, right? The white people, if we develop our understanding, they will forever go away. But we don't see them anymore because we never needed to see them. But they put themselves in our way, and they are not any benefit to us. Our culture is what we need, not theirs. But they want to be part of our culture. Why are they behaving like that's not what they want? It's sodomites. I mean, you know, they don't belong to our world. You understand that? They don't belong to our world. They want us to think that they belong to us. They don't belong to us. So I'm going to read to you, apart from that link I told you about, I want to read to you what these white people have been doing to us. Not a lot, but I want to show you certain piece of knowledge here that is necessary for us to understand. Moreover, such removal and relocation destroy indigenous people. Mean the removal when we are in Africa, not in Africa, but when we are in America, when these white people come and take over in America, they treat us like we are lower animals. Okay? Wherever we settle, they they, you know, they banish us from wherever we are and send we someplace else. Like we are animals, okay? And they do all of that because they were free to do it, because they were masters of us. What make we submit, it is because we lose our senses. All right? So you can understand what I'm saying, where we were under slavery, we were under a mental depression. We couldn't help ourselves. So this is telling you now how they manage to maneuver us the way they want and make us what they want to be. Okay? So it says, moreover, such removals and relocation destroyed indigenous people's ways of life, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life. Other devastating assault on these ways of life include the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. U.S. government, when you say U.S. government, you're talking about these sodomites, white people. You refer to as U.S. government's attempt to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches, dear church, because we don't cater to church at all. We don't belong to church. It's an AD system thing that. That's what church is, the AD Anadamani, Jesus foolishness. And governments to undermine, you see, all of their system they use against us in America, that where they come and invade and begin to destroy our way of life. You listen to me, man. Listen to me. I just hope some folks are listening to know where we are today and where we are coming from. We have our own government. And when I tell you that we have government, it's a fact. Because here in this document, it is showing that these people come here and set up church. But we also have our government. We don't have church. We have religious way of life that we live. And we have government, kingship government, right? It is telling you government. They try to undermine our religious government and kingship system. Do you understand all of that? You see us here perishing and going down and things like that. But I am here to remind you what a lot of people is not concerned about. I'm here to remind you who we are and what we're supposed to be about. And if you don't have that knowledge inside of you, there's no way you're not going anywhere at all. And you have to lean upon these people, because if you don't clean up, if we do not clean up our environment for ourselves, these white people will always control us because we don't do the right thing we're supposed to do. So we have our governmental system. It's kingship, and it's written in our history to know everything about our government and how we function. These sodomites don't have government, But hear them talking about they have government. What kind of government? AD Anna Domini. Okay? And you know what AD Anna Domini is? It's the same thing I'm telling you, don't worth anything. But we are accepting it. Okay? We allow them to do anything. They write a Bible and write any nasty thing they want about us. They take our own characteristic and use it against us, and we don't get anywhere. What I'm trying to tell you, the knowledge of who we are is what we need. And if you're afraid to do that, well, go eat out of their dirty dish. Okay? We're to do you anything they want. We have government to protect our people. And if you don't go in line, yeah, let them take care of you. All these old bunch of trash that they're talking about, the borders, the border place of between America and some other of our own place. You see, our own borders out there, different from them in America here. You see, because them are sodomites. You see, and we cannot afford to call them sodomites and homosexuals. You know, like who is homosexual then? If it is not the White House, I mean government, it's them, federal government. They are the ones that are doing the evil everywhere. When you think that America here is kind of a, you know, there's certain peace and stuff here, they are not. I mean, in Syria, there is no peace. In Afghanistan, there is no peace. In Iraq, there is no peace. And so many other places, there is no peace because of these white people who behaving like they are human beings. Okay? Now, if our spirit is dumb and dull and cannot do anything, they will always trample on us. We need to learn. We need to learn. All right. So I told you this is what they're doing and what they continue to do us. And if you sit down and go vote for them and stuff like that, you tell me, how can we prosper? How can we get anywhere when we are allowing these people on our turf to dictate what type of a government they have to rule over us? You don't make them do that. So we must be bold to stand up and say, hey, you know what? We're done with this now. You got to get out. We need our space. That's what we're supposed to do. Let us do what we want to do with ourselves. They don't come here and dictate to us who we must be. No, it's not easy. But it's not easy when you believe in church and them Holy Ghost foolishness. I see, and you will not have anybody to tell you about your Jesus because you love your Jesus. But there is no Jesus. That's how stupid this whole thing really is. You see, they managed to dupe us to where we are like dogs who don't know much of anything. We got to get out of this thing. All right. So it goes on to say that we are not under our own system anymore because of them. They do things to put us where we are. It is a test to our fortitude and our understanding as to how far we will allow these people to go with us before we find out that something is wrong. We need to know now, and especially when you have somebody that is making manifestation and telling you, and you don't try to enter the knowledge, it's going to be your problem when they're sucking it to you. Look, it goes on to say, The often deliberate destruction of fauna, of flora and fauna, that American Indians used for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo, right? They try to extinct the buffalo so that African people don't get to use the product for food and other things. Widespread starvation and malnutrition. The deleterious effect of forced labor, colonialism, demoralization, and despair, declining fertility, and other factors also distributed to the indigenous Holocaust. All we have is bad story of how we are treated by these sodomites who talk about they are human beings. We never do anything to protect ourselves because we don't know what to do. Here is an opportunity for us to learn what to do. Once you begin to keep guard, you know, it's the brain. It's the power of your brain is going to do it. So if you don't do it, you will be trampled underfoot. All right? So I want to thank you for tuning in and hope that all be well. So let's see. We can play a few tunes here and see what happens.
crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my
Mm-hmm.